early stitches in the safety net, poor houses, on this moment of Indiana history. Indiana's bygone network of asylums for the poor represents an early governmental effort to tackle poverty. Poorhouses, farms or homes on county land designated for the homeless poor, existed from the beginning of Hoosier statehood, thanks to a provision in the 1816 Constitution. The state's first poorhouse was established in Knox County in 1821. 30 years later, the state's new charter authorized each county to purchase land for a poorhouse and eventually to provide medical care for the poor, along with such necessities as food, firewood, furniture, and coffins. Often combined with working farms, poorhouses were typically located away from cities, which were presumed to be rife with potentially evil influences. Poverty or destitution was not the sole reason given by those seeking admission. Accommodations also existed for the elderly, physically and mentally ill citizens, migrant workers, and women and their children who had left abusive spouses or been abandoned. Most people stayed at poorhouses for less than 1 year. In St. Joseph County, the majority of people stayed less than 30 days, usually leaving after they had found employment or had been taken in by relatives. The elderly were the most permanent residents. Although unacceptable by modern standards, Indiana's 19th century poorhouses represent a nascent consciousness toward those who could not care for themselves. At the same time, there was hope that these residents would not only find employment, but also lose, by their usefulness, the degrading sense of dependence that accompanied poverty. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from the Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History,